This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rob.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you have a nice little Tuesday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Soup.
Yeah.
I'm Rop. Big Soup's right over there.
We just pointed out that it was the 5th year anniversary of COVID.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I didn't know COVID actually had an anniversary.
Well, it's because of all the conference tournaments were going on. And remember, they were all, like, canceling one by one from East Coast to West. It started, I think, the Ivy League was the first to cancel their tournament. And by that night, the Jazz were canceling their game where Rudy Gobert was out. And
yeah, I remember. I was on the air. I think you were gone.
No, I was in Vegas.
Yeah, you were in Vegas.
The Pac-12 tournament was in Vegas.
Yep.
And Oregon State, I think they got one game in. I think Oregon State played that morning. And then they canceled the rest of the tournament.
Yep. Yeah.
And I remember sitting at the tables playing cards, watching people file out of the hotel.
Because I remember being on the air and having the Rudy Gobert thing and the Jazz getting yanked. It was the Jazz Timberwolves, maybe?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it was Jazz Timberwolves.
I remember that and being like, oh my God, this is real. But so are we counting that? That's the anniversary of COVID?
Well, that's the day they started shutting sports down and made the whole rest of the country go, whoa, I think they're taking this like it's going to be a domino effect.
All right, well, hey, happy 5-year anniversary, everybody.
Thanks.
Don't you have a I Love COVID drop somewhere in there?
I don't know where that is. Yeah. Buckley might have
Boy, that seems like it was closer than that. But I guess my son was still in high school.
I loved COVID.
Graduating college, so.
Yeah, 5 years.
Yeah.
Still feeling the effects.
Are we?
I think we are. The kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I messed some people up.
I think a lot of people.
That, well,
I was just reading a story today about how Americans are becoming shut-ins now. And COVID helped that along.
Well, you know, and a lot of people died as well. So,
yeah.
You know, we kind of gloss over that part. We're like, oh, the impact. And you're like, you know, people died.
Well, if you ask Doge, we lost productivity in the workplace. Need to send everybody back to the office.
Yep,
we lost John Prine, for God's sake.
We did. We did.
And I love John Prine.
We lost the lead singer of...
Mm-hmm.
No, not the Crash Test Dummies. By the way, I was watching them on YouTube live during the break just to kind of see... what they sounded like now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's not great.
That did not age.
No. No. But I just remember...
Who's the guy...
I just remember John Prine dying and being like, that sucks.
Was it the lead singer of the... It wasn't the Georgia Satellites. The lead singer of a band.
Well, that's the Georgia Satellites guy?
No. It was another band. He died of COVID.
Charlie Pride. I'm looking at celebrities. We lost Charlie Pride.
Fountains of Wayne guy died.
Fountains of Wayne guy?
Yeah.
COVID got him?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Remember Tom Hanks and his wife were the first to like have it abroad? They like did little videos. They're like, we have COVID. We're quarantined.
We lost one half of Siegfried and Roy.
To Coves?
Yeah, to COVID. I was looking at the people that that COVID got.
Going in a barrel.
Jeez.
Bobby Bowden beat COVID so that he could vote for Trump. He issued a statement about that.
Oh, and then like cancer got him, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, you're right. This Adam Schlesinger, the lead singer of
Fountains of Wayne.
Fountains of Wayne.
Dead.
Stacy's mom, huh?
Got it going on, or at least had it.
Boy, I'll tell you what. That music video holds up to this day. I believe that was Rod Stewart's ex was in that. And that, top shelf. Top shelf.
Well, our shows during COVID were stuff of legend.
Mm-hmm. Hey, those were some,
as far
of
as
our,
you know,
some of our favorite shows.
There was nothing going on.
No, it was just 4 hours of doing whatever the hell we wanted. And quite frankly,
and it was great.
It was delightful.
Well, it was great because no one was in the office.
No,
it was just you and I. When we came into the studio the whole time, every day we were in the studio and there was never anybody around. It was great.
I will say that my traffic habits got pretty bad. That was...
Yeah, it was like the Autobahn out
here. Really, there was definitely...
I'll make it there in 6 minutes from Vancouver.
Yeah, there was definitely some times where I was driving on the like the bridge and I would look down and be like, ooh, ah. And then you're like, hey, there's...
When I was doing the morning show, so I was driving to work at like 5 a.m. and there was nobody on the road.
Do whatever the hell you wanted. Parking downtown was great. By the way, we also lost Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Of the COVIDs?
Yeah, of COVID.
Wow.
Yeah. We lost Marianne.
I liked Ginger better anyway.
Yeah, it's controversial.
I was a Ginger
statement.
Guy.
Everyone always loved Marianne, but Ginger was the...
it was Marianne.
Marianne.
Not Marianne.
Marianne. You don't know. Maybe it was
No,
Marianne.
We do know. It's Marianne.
You don't know that.
But, you know.
You don't know.
All right. Well, coming up here...
I do knew that.
We've got the hardest franchises to be a fan of. I got a little thing I saw today that I want to bring up a guy.
Do it.
A sports guy. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you can, you'll probably be able to guess this, but I was thinking about him today and I feel that he will have the most regrets when he hangs him up. It might be the worst legacy for a great player that we've seen in a long time.
I'm intrigued by this.
And I was reading about him today.
Okay.
And I want to see if maybe you can
chime
in on that. Coming up in the club tonight, we have a murder for hire plot and the biggest disinformation campaign in U.S. government history.
Oh, all right. Suddenly I'm intrigued.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Wing in a barrel.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Did I get you?
Yeah, remember we called them the COVID cast? We were counting down the number of days where we had no sports to talk about.
Yeah, we did like 90-something.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
90 straight shows with sports.
Well, we had sports to talk about because they were always talking about, when are we going to come back? And
there was
actual
games.
No games for like 3 months.
And then was Korean baseball the first thing to come back?
I think Korean baseball. And the UFC, I think, stuck around.
Oh, yeah. Remember Fight Island?
Yeah. Dana White gave COVID the scroogey. It's like, nah.
Major conference basketball tournaments are underway. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the scoreboard here. It's not really a big day. It's like all the crap-ass teams play
today. There's
like
four auto bids up for grabs.
Well, I know. I don't even care about those. I was talking about like the Big 12. Like Oklahoma State lost to Cincinnati. Does that tickle your... taint?
Yeah, because in the big conferences, you're getting the early play-in matchups for the crappy teams.
They're all the crappy teams. Yeah. Colorado won. They beat TCU 69-67. You know Colorado went 3-17 in the Big 12?
Yikes. Yeah. I did not know that.
They won today. So,
anything else? Tonight we got Gonzaga St. Mary's.
Should be a good one.
That's in number four.
Oh.
Thanks a lot.
Number four.
So you're doing scores for five and four? That's lazy. That's COVID cast.
Number four is West Coast Conference, you ass. And it was Marianne, not Marion.
I like Marion better.
29-3 on the season, the University of Portland women took on Oregon State for the WCC Tournament Championship earlier this afternoon, and they lost.
Scott Ruick and company.
The Beavs win 57-46.
And they needed that to go dancing. The Pilots will be fine. They only lost three games. So if you're a West Coast Conference fan, great. You got two teams in.
And yes, on the men's side, it is one seed St. Mary's, two seed Gonzaga tonight for an auto berth into the dance, although both teams are going to be in. St. Mary's won both regular season meetings.
Yeah, Gonzaga not ranked, although Gonzaga is 3.5-point favorites. Well, surprising there, right? St. Mary's won both of those. Better year, and yet they're still the dog.
Yeah.
Mark Few's got them rounding into form, maybe? I don't know.
Well, they have. The Zags have won. They've rattled off four or five in a row, haven't they? I think they've gotten a bit better. And it's that whole thing of you can't beat. It's hard to beat a team three times. Maybe not. I don't know if that's true or not, but
yeah. In fact, their last loss for a while. In fact, their last two losses for a while are just St. Mary's. Other than that, they've been.
Did they lose another game in the West Coast Conference? Oh no, Oregon State got them.
Oregon State got them, and then they on the rebound they just drilled them.
Texans and Eagles pull off a trade. Houston getting safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson, while Philly lands left guard Kenyon Green. He was benched last season for his inability to protect C.J. Stroud, but he did start 23 games in his career in Houston.
For Philly, this just is a cost-saving thing. I mean, they've had to kind of revamp their secondary. And for Houston, I don't really know what they're doing along the offensive line, but this guy sucks. But watch him go to Philadelphia like Mekhi Becton and end up being great. Philly does this. They get reclamation projects, put them on the interior of the line. And
Houston great. Already found his replacement. Yeah. They got Lakin Tomlinson.
Yeah. Which, by the way, having watched the Seattle Seahawks, dude, good luck with that.
And
I cannot figure out what Houston's game plan is as far as is building their line.
Colts signed free agent quarterback Daniel Jones, one-year deal, $14 million. He will attempt to challenge Anthony Richardson at QB1.
And by all accounts, this is going to be a real competition.
If cut by the Falcons, quarterback Kirk Cousins expected to land with the Browns. There is still no word on his status in Atlanta, however. And former Steelers running back Najee Harris has a new team. He signs a one-year, $5 million deal with the Chargers.
You know what? Najee Harris isn't anything to write home about, but the guy's durable. He doesn't miss time.
He's never missed a game in his career.
No, and you put him in the Chargers, who just want to sit there and pound the ball, that'll be a sneaky good fit for the Chargers. Now we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers, who apparently is deciding between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Come too far to go. Stop now. Let's do it.
That's it, baby. Shut it from the rooftops.
America's number one fighting force.
Number one.
My number one fan.
Number one.
Number one.
And the rest of the moves today, cut by the Commies. Defensive tackle Jonathan Allen lands in Minnesota. Good get for the Vikings, who also re-signed Pro Bowl corner or defensive back Byron Murphy, 3 years, $66
million. Yeah, keeping their own after a breakout season. Minnesota did a nice job. I think they also had Denver, Minnesota did a nice job in free agency, kind of plugging some holes there and rebuilding some beef up front.
Cornerback Javon Holland leaving Miami for New York. He goes to the Giants for 3 years, $45 million. Saints re-signed defensive end Chase Young, 3 years, $51 million. Cowboys signed defensive lineman Solomon Thomas, 2 years, $8 million. The Niners cut edge rusher Leonard Floyd, who then signs with Atlanta, 1 year, $10
million. And the Niners got rid of Juszczyk, too. They've really... The Niners will look a lot different. And a lot of people are blaming the Brock Purdy contract that's eventually going to happen, but... Again, the Niners can't just keep running it back every year, especially with guys that have missed so much time.
They took a swing with a lot of these dudes for their window that they had open. They took veterans that took a lot of money to do it, and they swung and missed, and now they got to move on from some of those guys.
Yeah. So, and you look at guys like Greenlaw and Hufanga, who signed in Denver, who, again, if healthy, Denver, I love what Denver did, but if you're San Francisco, these are guys that you can't bring back and then say, we hope, fingers crossed, that they're healthy as they're getting older. So it's kind of a turning of the page for the San Francisco 49ers. But I think a lot of people are looking at them in free agency and saying that they're gutting themselves. But this is kind of what you have to do. You can't keep windows open forever. And look at Philly secondary. That's what they're doing. You have to trim the bushes in order to keep the shrubbery alive.
Victory Goes Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. All right, let's talk about a guy who is a superstar player who will have, well, I don't know if he'll have a terrible legacy, but it sure seems like he will. And we will talk about him next on The Fan. So I was reading, I was knee-deep in my award-winning show prep this morning, and a story from CBS Sports came caught my eye. And I just, it's not a huge story, but it caught my eye because I just went immediate to an eye roll. I'm like, oh my God, this MF-er again.
Okay.
And I wonder if you can guess. I'm talking about a superstar athlete who I just think he's torched his legacy. I think his I don't know what his legacy is going to be, but boy, there was another article about him today being a boob and being upset. And I mean, he is high level, top notch player.
Interesting. But I am an ignorant boob.
I don't know how he's going to go down, man. I can't put it this way. I think you've got a guy who is one of the best players we've ever seen who will have the most regrets if he ever wakes up.
Well, my first thought was you were talking about Aaron Rodgers, but
that's close, but no.
Then the other one that's still around that I would think is would be Kevin Durant.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is his legacy going to be? The story today on CBS Sports was Kevin Durant was upset that the Suns were shopping him at the trade deadline.
Okay.
And I just look at that and I go, is that guy ever happy with anything?
No, he is a malcontent.
He is such a bitch.
And by all accounts, he's going to get moved in the offseason.
Well, yes.
He's going to get
moved. So why would he even be upset? Your team sucks.
Yeah. The Kevin Durant thing is interesting because when he was in Oklahoma City, he was beloved. Like there were stories about him like going to frat parties and like playing ultimate frisbee with people. And he was the good guy. When he finally won the MVP, it was like this, he had this great speech and he was really well thought of. And then he goes to Golden State and some people gave him flack, but he was the best player on Golden State's team. And that's the weird part is had he stayed in Golden State, they won two titles, would have won three, except Klay got hurt and then he tore his Achilles. Had he just stayed in Golden State, they did win another one without him. They win another one, probably two. He probably goes down with four NBA championships, four finals MVPs, and the only knock on him is that, you know, he teamed up with Steph, but he would have been the best player on that team.
And his issue with that, and part of the reason he didn't stay, is because he felt like even though he was the best player, he was the best scorer, Steph was one and he was two.
And once that happened, I will tell you, I can't remember a downturn in public perception quite as much as when he teamed up with Kyrie and went to Brooklyn and then forced his way out to Phoenix and now this.
Without off-court issues?
Yes.
It's a stunning reversal.
Because he's never been in trouble. He's never, no law stuff, nothing.
He has absolutely torpedoed his legacy.
100%.
And he kind of already did at Golden State. I mean, you say some people were, the whole sports world was all over him because he couldn't win the title with Harden and Westbrook at Oklahoma City. He has to go to the Warriors, wins a title, and then somehow is pissed off about it and leaves. And now look at what has happened to him.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
It really is because Kevin Durant, look, no one will be LeBron. LeBron's making a strong case for it. I'll always be a Jordan guy, but with his longevity, I mean, there's a lot of people that are just coming around to the idea that LeBron's the greatest of all time. So you're never, I don't care who you are, no one is in this era, not even Kobe is going to touch LeBron. LeBron is unapproachable unless it's Michael. Kevin Durant should be considered the second best player of his generation.
Yes.
And should be considered a top 10-ish player of all time.
But he won't be.
And he will not be. Kevin Durant, I hate to be this guy, but I think Kevin Durant will be lost to the pages of history. I think when this is all said and done, a couple years, and by the way, Kevin Durant, all-time leading scorer in the Olympics, four gold medals. His career is...
But where is he on the all-time points list in the NBA?
I guarantee he's high. I guarantee he's top 10. Kevin Durant will unfortunately just kind of he will kind of fade away.
Yeah, he is eighth.
Eighth.
He's in between Wilt and Shaq.
And so when it's all said and done, he's going to be what, top five?
Well, he's at 30,000. Yeah. Well, how old is he? He's like 36.
Yeah.
37.
Yeah. He's up there.
He's got a couple more years though.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, he'll probably be. It's possible that he catches Jordan.
Yeah.
He needs less than 2,000 to catch Jordan.
So, I mean,
for top five,
he is. Like I said, he should go down as one of the greatest players of all time, and he will not. You're right. I can't think of another player who torpedoed his own legacy more than Kevin Durant. And
because LeBron tried. You know what's interesting is LeBron, everything you said about LeBron, I agree with. But if you go back in time to his pivot to Miami,
yeah.
Dude, you want to talk about being widely panned.
Yeah.
Everybody was all over him about that.
Yes.
But if you look at how LeBron has handled his business, and I'm not just talking about on the court. I'm talking about his moves to go back to Cleveland and sure. then the LA move. He has just done everything. You say what you will about him, and there's a lot to say about him. He has done everything his way, mm-hmm. and it's worked.
And here's the difference.
Kevin Durant is trying to do everything his way,
never.
And none of it works.
Because LeBron goes to Miami, right, gets made fun of, literally S's the bed in that finals against the Mavericks. But he gets blown out by the Spurs, but he wins two titles, which is nice. But people are like, that's a cute two titles. And then he goes back and he brings one to Cleveland. And then he leaves Cleveland, goes to L.A., and he brings one to L.A. And the fact that he continues to do it at this level, you're right, it kind of forced everyone to shut up. But when you're KD and you couldn't do it in Oklahoma City, a la LeBron, you win your two in Golden State, a lot like LeBron. Had KD won one in Brooklyn or won one in Phoenix, I think we view it differently. But it hasn't. And not only did the Brooklyn and the Phoenix one end poorly, like they ended in unmitigated disasters. It wasn't like those kind of worked out. They were absolute just cluster Fs with him in both of those locations. And with also stars, right? I mean, he teams up with Kyrie and Harden in Brooklyn. How are you that bad with those players? And then you go to Phoenix and you team up with Devin Booker, and I guess you go out and do the whole Bradley Beal thing and all that, and you're crap. So that's the weird part, is that whether it's fair or not, he will always be viewed as a guy that couldn't carry a team. And how are you going to be a top five player of all time if you can't carry a team?
Yeah, I mean, just everywhere he went, he just would have problems.
Yeah.
The only place that he didn't was freaking Golden State because they already had a good culture and good leaders.
And yep. He even had problems there. There was the much covered locker room fight with Draymond where they screamed at each other and Draymond got suspended for how he treated Durant. I mean, it was a whole thing.
And the other thing too with Durant that will do him no favors is he will be remembered for the burners, and he's going to be remembered as sensitive, and he's going to be remembered as temperamental.
Two online.
Yep. And that will kill him.
Not a champion.
And that's the sad part, is he was a champion and he was the best player on that team.
Yeah, but I just mean champion as in like that mentality, you know, no. Like we always talk about the Kobe mentality.
And the thing is, when he is on the court, and you know, I don't think that you've watched this, Rob, but like the whole Court of Gold documentary thing, like he is a stone cold killer with a basketball in his hands when you need a bucket. Maybe the greatest of all time at getting a bucket when you need a bucket, but he doesn't act like it anywhere else.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Isn't he like the best guy shooting percentage clutch moments?
Yes. I mean, he in that moment, 3-2, whatever you need, he has like the best percentages in clutch situations in like postseason history.
All you need to know is that Steph Curry will be revered and will be celebrated. And
so will LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron, I'm taking LeBron out of it because he's just different. But Steph will be remembered as one of the two greatest point guards of all time and will be celebrated, and there'll be statues and all of that. Kevin Durant is a better player than Steph Curry. He is. He is a better player.
He's a more talented basketball player.
He's a more talented basketball player. You can't say he had a better career because Steph's going to have four, KD's going to have two, but Kevin Durant is a better basketball player than Steph Curry. And you want to talk about the difference in the way two guys will be remembered. There may not be a starker contrast between those two. And it's so weird because in Oklahoma City, the first 10 years of his career, you would have never seen this coming. It's a heel turn. It's like it's the John Cena becoming a bad guy, Hogan being a bad guy. You just didn't see it.
Somebody brought up a good one on the text line. a superstar. Now, and this is, you know, there are qualifiers here. One is, it can't be off the court stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Or off the field stuff, yeah, like Aaron Hernandez or whatever.
OJ, you know.
Yeah. I mean, so just on, in their sport, they just absolutely torch their own legacy. Another good one on the text line, it's not Vancouver Ford, is it?
No.
Screw just, Vancouver Ford.
Well, there is no more Vancouver
Ford. Oh, it's not even in existence.
Yeah, that doesn't exist anymore.
Phil Mickelson. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's pretty good.
Phil was a beloved figure.
Yep.
And he leaned into the whole, I don't know, live and politics. Yeah,
that's a good comp.
It's very divisive.
But other than that, I can't think of anybody quite like Kevin Durant.
No. KD is supremely talented. Yeah, Kyrie was never Kevin Durant.
No.
Kyrie was never Kyrie's great, but he's not. I mean, Kevin, like, you shouldn't be this good and remember this poorly. The other one, although his reputation was always crap, Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
The baseball guys, but that's the steroids thing. If Bonds.
Well, and his arrogance, the way he, I mean,
yeah, but it's mostly, it's like Clemens, Bonds, those guys.
Well, how about I think Clemens is better than Bonds in this discussion because Clemens was beloved.
Yes.
Bonds never really was.
Never was.
He greatness, yes. But never really beloved.
And like, never tried to be.
Clemens just kind of was his own worst enemy. Yes. Lance Armstrong's another good one, too.
Lance is a good one. But that's different because, again, that's all the, yeah. I mean, drugs. I mean, the Barry Bonds is strange because Barry Bonds is, without question, the best baseball player of all time. No one can touch him. He is the best. And no one. And I mean, no one refers to him as the GOAT, and he is.
Ooh, but Curt Schilling?
Schilling ruined his.
Yeah. Curt Schilling is a good one. Also, yeah, he's a good one. Antonio Brown.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's a great one.
Antonio's a great one.
But some of that is just us finding out who they are.
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer?
Yeah.
But that's off the field,
yeah, just stuff. Full meltdown. And Bauer was not at the level of those guys. Antonio Brown was the best receiver in football. And was the highest paid receiver in football.
He's just crazy.
Yeah, he just went insane. That's a good one. I mean, that's, you want to talk about self-inflicted? The Antonio Brown thing is freaking nuts. From the
isn't he broke now?
Freezing his feet to the helmet thing to the
Well, the whole Raiders experience was one giant stunt. That was so bizarre because the helmet and the feet all happened within like the first week of training camp. There.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, anyway, I just was. Reading about Durant today, shaking my head, going, my God, this
guy. Weird is I always liked KD, and I still, when I was watching the gold medal Netflix documentary, I still kind of like KD. It's just.
You want to root for him. He just doesn't handle himself as well as he could.
No.
But you listen to him talk about basketball and watch him play basketball, and that dude gives more to basketball than just about anybody, but he just kind of doesn't know how to handle everything else.
You just wonder if deep down he's just a really insecure
You don't wonder. He's shown that. Yeah. Brian Ficini used to work for the Blazers. He was a behind-the-scenes guy, like marketing guy or sports info guy.
Yeah.
And Ficini went to Oklahoma City. This is, you know, years ago when Durant was in Oklahoma City. And I remember seeing him at a Blazer game when he came back with Durant. And he was like, dude, you have no idea. He is so great. Mm. Kevin Durant. I just remember him raving about working with Kevin Durant. He's like, dude, he's so nice. He's so down to earth. He's the best. And so it could possibly, I mean, I think it is possible that Kevin Durant's probably a pretty good guy, probably a pretty good hang, but man, Buck's right. It's how he's handled his business that has just done himself no favors. You know, whereas LeBron is just kind of, he's that egomaniac who just doesn't give a rip. It just worked for him.
Yeah.
And of course he's a better player, but.
And LeBron has had the gravitational pull that wherever he goes, winning, and this goes back to, winning cures everything.
But LeBron's also a winner. Yeah. Like, you say what you will about LeBron just being just great basketball player.
Wins.
That guy knows, I mean, he's,
and if KD
he's had, the whole package.
And if KD had won in either of the stops after Golden State, a lot of this would be forgiven. Which is why I was a little surprised that he didn't go back to Golden State for like a redemption tour.
Well, and it sounded like that was on the table
and
he said, I didn't want to be traded midseason. And maybe it was really that he was surprised and blindsided by the trade because he said he was like, what, disrespected by it? What did it say in the article, Isaac?
Well, yeah, his whole thing was he just didn't want to be traded at the deadline. He was like, look, if you want, he's like, let's play this out. out. And if you want to move on in the offseason, let's have that conversation. He's not going back to the Suns. And so this, so it's kind of disingenuous of him to say that because the Suns know he's not probably going back there. So they have to trade him and get something for him. So then he's pissed about that. How can you be pissed about that, man?
If he was at all smart, he would go back to Golden State and try to win another one with Steph and try to, like, do what the did the heel turn and now go back to the baby face and try to win one more.
That's a really good question. How could Kevin Durant turn this thing around, Bryson DeChambeau style? How could he do that?
Golden State.
I don't know that it would be Golden State because I think people would accuse him of doing the same thing he did the first time. He's got to win one.
What about this?
As the man.
What if he goes back as the vet on OKC? They have a bazillion picks. Oh. Tons of young talent.
Dude, there you go.
Complete the loop. Go back to where it all started.
And he takes OKC to the championship.
I mean, you got Chet. You got SGA. Yeah. You got other pieces there. They got tons of picks to make it happen.
Move some pieces. You take a little less money, and you go in, and you're the sniper in OKC, and you bring a title.
That's pretty good.
That would be pretty cool.
And then you get out there, and you have a very teary-eyed press conference where you say, I've made a lot of mistakes.
I come
but,
home.
All right.
That's
Katie.
The one.
We forgive you.
Yeah, you can already see the Players Tribune article, I'm coming home.
Yeah.
That would be the one.
Not one, not two.
I'll tell you what. I would sign up for that. That'd be awesome. I would like to see that. Because like I said, I want to root for Kevin Durant.
What if he comes to Seattle and wins a title with the Sonics? Remember, he was a Sonic.
He was a Sonic. Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing that expansion team probably not going to be good for a while.
You never know.
Expansion teams usually don't do very good.
What?
Durant's like 41 on the old Sonics.
All right. Are we a break behind?
We are.
Darn it. All right. Well, coming up next, we have an open seggy. Here's Buck.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, we've got a March Madness storyline to watch, I guess.
All right, what do we got?
Well, Buck and I's Delaware Blue Hens
yes,
are about to pull off a miracle.
I think we can all get behind the Blue Hens.
Joe Flacco's Delaware Blue Hens as well.
I'm watching St. Francis for some unknown reason. I don't know
why. Yeah, they're about to win the Northeast Conference. No.
So Delaware went into their conference tournament 12-19.
It's not very good.
And they were coming off a 30-point loss to UNC Wilmington and losers of 11 of 12.
Who they're playing now? You the same UNC Wilmington.
Lahoosiers.
So they go into their conference tournament, whatever god-awful conference that is.
The Colonial.
And they beat, on Friday, they beat Stony Brook.
Okay. So this is going to be the 7 games, 7 days?
On Saturday, they beat Campbell by 17, no less.
The Camels, by the way.
On Sunday, they beat William and Mary by 22. On Monday, they beat Towson by 10. And tonight, they are playing UNC Wilmington again in the championship game to punch their ticket to the big dance with a record of 17-19 should they win.
Hey, kick ass. And are they?
They are currently down one with 7 minutes left to the UNC Wilmington
Seahawks.
Mm. All right. Well, that's a fun little story to keep an eye on. Now, is that on TV? Can we watch that?
That is on CBS Sports Network.
Okay. Well, flip over to that. That's kind of the beauty part of these conference tournaments. Although I do feel bad. Who are they playing? UNC, you said Wilmington?
Wilmington, yeah.
So this is the crappy part is if Wilmington had a great year and then they get bounced, it sucks that they don't get to go to
because they might have a better shot of upsetting somebody in the big dance.
Well,
than
I just feel bad. Like, and I know they've scheduled it now with some of these tournaments where they really do, you know, they make the underdog win 7 games in 7 days. You do that, you earn it. It just sucks when you get a team like that wins 23 games and they're great and they get nicked one game and they don't get to go to the tournament. I kind of think that stinks.
Yeah, looking at their bracket, because a lot of these conference tournaments they've
weighted it and
they've
and,
changed their brackets.
Yes.
So Towson was the 1 seed, Wilmington was the 2 seed, and it looks like they were only going to have to win. Well, they've got to win 3 games.
Yeah.
If you're a top 4 seed in that league, you got to win 3 games to go to the tournament.
And if you're one of the dogs, you got to win 7.
You got to win six.
Six?
This is their 6th.
Okay. Because like some of these tournaments, it is 7 games in 7 days in order for like the worst team.
Yeah, the old like Big East used to be that way, I think, was 7 games in 7 days.
And then some tournaments have it where if you're the 1 seed, you just have to win 1 game. Like, they just automatically bump you to the championship.
Sunbelt is like that. I think now the WCC is like their top 2 teams only have to win 2 games.
2 games. So I actually like that.
It's a nice way of rewarding the body of work of the regular season.
As opposed to just saying, hey, it doesn't matter what you do. You better get hot at the right time or you don't get upset or you're going home.
Well, it's 63-60 in favor of Wilmington with 6:50 remaining in the game.
Okay. Well, are we rooting for Wilmington or
no? I want Delaware to beat him.
All right.
Dude, that's a hell of a run.
Your Blue Hens?
My Blue Hens. I'm rooting for my
Blue
Hens.
What is a Blue Hen, by the way?
It's a bird.
Well, why is it? Is it a chicken? But it's just.
It's a bird. Oh, there it is. I got it on my TV.
A Delaware Blue Hen is a standing male chicken with a red comb and wattles, and dark blue feathers. So yes, it is a type of.
So it's just a chicken.
It's a chicken.
It's chicken.
That's
again
chicken.
With the chicken.
It's chicken.
All right.
Oh yeah, I see it on here. Although, can I say that the blue hen in real life doesn't really look blue?
More of a grayish tone.
More of a grayish tone.
Yeah. Well, they're on the ropes. They're down 5.
They can't come back from that.
Another open segment. Next on The Fan. All right, well, I'm keeping an eye on my Blue Hens. They're backdoor cutting the S out of this game. So if they win, so I was mistaken. This isn't their 6th game. This is their 5th game. So they would have to win 5 games to win the tournament. They were 12-19, so they'll be 17-19. If they win and go, do they just, auto get Duke?
Probably.
Probably.
Because isn't Duke going to be the, well, it depends on what happens in the conference tournaments, will be the number one overall.
Unless they deem that their tournament is stronger than another even crappier conference where somebody else won from a low seed.
Yeah.
But then if Wilmington wins, they're not auto against Duke.
No,
they're 26-7.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Blue Hens' reward for making the tournament would be
losing by 80 to Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wilmington would get like a tasty 13 or 14.
maybe a play-in, if you will.
Maybe a 12 or 11 play-in.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's... I mean, going to the tournament for a 16 seed, I mean, you know what's going to happen. But occasionally, you know, we've seen one, right? We see a 15 or two, but...
Was there one 16?
I think there's been two.
Yeah, I thought there was another one, wasn't there?
Yeah, the UMBC Retrievers were the first. They beat Virginia. And then we got one just a couple years later, right?
I thought there was another one.
I thought there was, too. Who was it?
Let me look it up.
Look that up.
I thought we had another one. Purdue. Yep, five years after the day that...
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Yep. They got
it. That's hilarious.
63-58. So we've had two of them.
Delaware's going to shock, dude.
Probably not, but, you know, anytime there's a 16
Blue Hens,
versus...
Blue Devils.
If you do something long enough, you get something funky that happens, you know, but...
Well, they're red hot.
Team of destiny.
Clearly. Clearly.
Hey, we have a basketball party to tell you about.
Oh, yeah. Involving this little tournament coming up.
George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness Thursday and Friday, March 20th and 21st at Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook.
Don't call your mom. Call George McCoy at warrenallen.com.
Or call A&A and book a table because that thing does fill up.
That too.
I mean, I think it's packed.
Actually, do both.
Yes, because you want to be up there. That's a great time to come up and hang out with us for those 2 days. And more importantly, you can gamble on
Bring
the tournament.
Cash.
Live bet. Let's go.
All the local shows will be live. Also brought to you by Coors Light, video only. All the info at 1080thefan.com. Thursday, Friday, March 20th, 21st. That's next week!
Yes!
I love March.
Right around the corner.
We already have Masters ads on the team. The Players is this weekend. The only thing missing, TGL Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Are we getting TGL Wednesday?
No.
TGL this week?
I think that TGL is getting ready for the playoffs. The guys have to hunker down to prepare. Well, actually, they have to play in the Players. And then, you know, they'll be...
Then you get to...
I think they're out there next week.
The cutthroat TGL playoffs.
And it's going to be one epic week of sports. TGL playoffs, March Madness.
When's opening day?
Well, they're playing in Japan.
Yeah, that's...
So if you count that...
I don't.
Okay, so that's like mid... That's coming up. I think that's like... I want to say that might be this weekend.
Yeah, we got March 27th.
Oh, 27th. No, that's...
Is when the Tokyo series...
Oh, it is? Oh, I thought it was like... Hold on. I don't think that's right.
Okay, March 27th is the official opening day.
Yes.
Tuesday, March 18th is Dodgers-Cubs in the Tokyo series.
Right.
So next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
So, oh, my God. Tuesday.
It's a TGL Tuesday, dude, and Major League Baseball Tuesday going right into March Madness?
How epic is Tuesday going to be with TGL?
My sports
pants. And play-in games. Play-in Tuesday.
So play-in games? What?
Let's go. Let's
The Dayton play-in. From Japan to Dayton all in one day? Can your sports pants handle it?
By the way, Dodgers-Cubs, you imagine what that ticket is to get into one of those two games in Tokyo?
Well, aren't they going Imanaga against Yamamoto?
Yeah.
I think is what they were...
Dude, that thing is going to be good luck trying to get a ticket to that thing. Let's see what... See if I can find out what a ticket to that is. Tickets to...
I love listening to you Google things.
Why is that?
Because it's hot.
Google me, bitch. Can you even find those, like, on SeatGeek? I mean, just Google largest penis in the world and the dude pops up. I don't even know where... I wouldn't even know where to begin looking for tickets to that.
All right, 66, 64.
$2,000 get-in price.
Wilmington over Delaware, 220 left. This is going to be a buzzer beater. I can feel it.
Let's do it.
Who do you...
68, 64.
Oh, damn it. You're ahead of me. Who do you want to win? Do you want Delaware to win, or do you want the team that should have earned it?
I want the team that should have earned it. I feel bad for those teams.
Okay.
So screw you, Rudy.
Well, they're up four.
I'm rooting for the...
Dude, Delaware is Rudy.
Yeah, he's saying screw
Rudy.
Yeah,
screw Rudy.
He doesn't want...
I hate Rudy. Okay.
He likes Wilmington.
Yeah, I'm going Wilmington.
Let's say it's not Rudy. Let's say this is a Miracle on Ice team.
No, no, no. The Blue Hens can go take a blue...
What if they're 1980 Team USA Hockey?
Get out of here with that crap.
Yeah, did you know these are all high school players?
Get out of here.
The Delaware.
They played for the country, damn it.
I'm rooting for my Wilmington bros. They earned it. Not these damn Blue Hens. Not even a 500 team.
Hey, don't you think they should earn it by just at least beating Delaware?
Zip it.
Wouldn't that
They've
be earning
They've already earned
it?
They've already earned
no,
it.
No, they haven't. Nothing is handed.
Oh, there's the front end of the 1-1.
Nothing is handed
What's
to you.
What's their record?
They're 26-7.
Yeah, they've earned it. Delaware.
Not if they don't beat Delaware.
Yeah, I mean, this is an easy win. What was the spread on this?
8.5.
You got a little juice on this, do you?
Of course.
Yeah, he bet. He
I
bet
took
the
Delaware.
Hens.
God, I love it.
And now it's in jeopardy. 5-point game. 1.5 to go.
Yeah, you're right on the number. Oh no!
Is Doug Gottlieb in one of these tournaments?
He's not.
I think
his team sucks. Oh, I guess the conference tournament.
That's what I'm wondering.
Because some of the conference tournaments don't allow their worst teams in. Like, Nebraska didn't make it into the Big Ten after supposedly being, like, an at-large team most of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
They're not in there?
No. They had, like, seniors in tears in the regular season finale because they didn't get in despite being pretty good most of the season.
It appears that the Green Bay Phoenix are not in the Horizon Tournament.
They're the Phoenix?
Is his ass gotten fired yet?
No, we talked about this while you were gone. The AD said he's going to see it through.
Oh, my God.
He wants him back next year.
What does that even mean, see it through? Till next year and then they fire him?
Well, yeah.
Is that the worst idea in college sports history?
It's up there.
I mean, to hire a man with coaching experience and is a national radio host and refuses to give up his job?
Well, what the AD said will make you more puzzled.
Yeah.
He said he is surprised by how much backlash they have received regarding the hire.
Really?
Yes.
You're shocked.
He said he was really surprised by it. And Gottlieb even said, it's been really hard this season with all the hate. He's being a little bitch, too.
Oh my gosh.
He says people are jealous.
You want to talk about someone being out of touch?
Jealous. Really?
Jealous of what? Your 3 wins?
Jealous. Hey, when people are successful, man, I'm a head coach. I'm a radio host.
Oh, they're jealous of him.
Yeah, they're jealous of him.
Hmm.
And that's why all the hate towards him. Couldn't possibly be because he's an idiot and he sucks at coaching.
Or because on merit, he's
sucks
terrible.
As a radio host. He's terrible to listen to. You ever listen to that guy? He's a complete bore.
Yeah. I'm personally glad that this is crashing and burning. And at least by bringing him back, we get another year of crashing and burning. That's kind of fun.
All right, the club is next on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.